The number of teenagers leaving school with no qualifications rose for the second consecutive year in 2019, with boys and Māori worst off. Education Ministry figures show 12% of last year's school leavers did not have an NCEA qualification, up from 11% in 2018. The group represented 7,464 of more than 61,000 young people who left school last year and numbered several hundred more than in 2018. Deirdre Shea from the Secondary Principals Association told RNZ's education correspondent John Gerritsen the figures are worrying.
Well, certainly the trend's going in the wrong way, isn't it? I think looking at the data at a national level, the number of leavers without qualifications at each of the levels seems to be on a slightly downward trend. It isn't a lot, but it's enough that the trend is of concern.
What do you think is behind this increase in the number of students leaving without a qualification? Are they getting jobs? Are they sick of school? What's happening?
You'll know that the Ministry has been concerned for a little while about the decreasing number of students or proportion of students who attend school regularly over the last few years. And clearly I don't know, but I'd suggest that there may be a correlation there as well. So perhaps students not being as engaged along their journey in education, which is a huge concern because, as we all know, lifelong learning is where we want to be in whatever form. So certainly something that needs to be further considered.
The figures also show that the percentage of young people leaving low decile schools, decile 1 and 2, and the percentage of Māori students leaving school without NCEA is higher than for other groups. Do these NCEA changes that are coming up have an answer to that?
Not a single answer, but certainly that's the broad approach. So the inequity and the growing inequity in the New Zealand education system is one that's widely recognised and certainly one that the NCEA changes are aimed to address. It's one of the basic principles underlying some of the changes.
What are some of the specific things that will change that should make a difference?
Okay, so there's a few. The first one that, of course, has already happened, and that's around making NCEA free. That's critical and means that we've covered off the obvious equity issue of getting your achievement recognised. Beyond that, of course, there's the consideration around rewriting all the achievement standards so that they are inclusive, so that they are taking account of who a young person is and all that they bring with them. And as well as that, of course, fewer larger standards so that we're not in the situation we're currently in where it's widely recognised that we are over-assessing and often letting assessment drive curriculum and drive learning, which is absolutely the wrong way round.
That is Deirdre Shea from the Secondary Principals Association speaking there with John Gerritsen.